with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's widespread evidence of a healthy U.S. economy. However, correspondent Donna Warder reports lower-income Americans are being squeezed by high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018, but for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year. Spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's been a massive blackout in Cuba.
One of the island's major power plants failed. The government is implementing emergency measures to cut power demand, including suspending classes, shutting down some state-owned workplaces, and canceling non-essential services. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero says it is important what I have just explained because there is the matrix of the opinion of the enemies that this is going to get worse, that this is not going to be solved. And with all the objectivity and transparency that it deserves, we are not in the bottom of the abyss. The outage is being blamed on increased demand from small and medium-sized companies and home air conditioners, as well as breakdowns in old thermoelectric plants. I'm Ed Donahue.
A fast-moving fire fed by strong winds burned two homes in a hillside neighborhood near the city of Oakland, where roughly 500 people were ordered to evacuate. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 36 points, the NASDAQ rose 115. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school district says no to the Ten Commandments.
The members of the Iredell-Statesville School Board of Education have voted down a proposal that would have placed a copy of the Decalogue on display in every public school classroom. Board members freely admitted they feared litigation if they allowed the commandments to be put up. The proposal could be brought up again at future board meetings, but the threat of being sued by a powerful atheist group such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation remains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A campaign to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of September. Missouri Right to Life has spent more than $637,000 in opposition. The proposed constitutional amendment would allow abortion until an unborn baby is viable. This is SRN News. There's been a $9 million winning bid for a rare copy of one of our founding documents, the U.S. Constitution. We hear more on this story from correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
There are only 8 known copies of this document still in existence from 1787. This is the only one that was privately held. Appraiser Seth Caller.
A ratification copy of the United States Constitution, actually signed by the one person who had to sign it, Charles Thompson.
Thompson was the Secretary of the Congress. There's also a letter from George Washington asking for ratification. This prized document, sold by Brunk Auctions for $9 million, was recently found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.